Agatha Raisin and Love, Lies and Liquor by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Chapter 1. James Lacey, Agatha Raisin's ex-husband, with whom she was still in love, had come back into her life. He had moved into his old cottage next door to Agatha's. But although he seemed interested in Agatha's work at her detective agency, not a glint of love lightened his blue eyes. Agatha dressed more carefully than she had done in ages and spent a fortune at the beautician's, but to no avail. This was the way, she thought sadly, that things had been before. She felt as if some cruel hand had wound the clock of time backwards. Just when Agatha was about to give up, James called on her and said friends of his had moved into Ancombe and had invited them both to dinner. His host, he said, was a Mr. David Hewitt, who was retired from the Ministry of Defence. His wife was called Jill. Delighted to be invited as a couple, Agatha set out with James from their thatched cottages in the village of Carsley in the Cotswolds to drive the short distance to Ancombe. The lilac blossom was out in its full glory. Wisteria and clematis trailed down the walls of honey-coloured cottages, and hawthorn, the fairy tree, sent out a heady sweet smell in the evening air. Agatha experienced a qualm of nervousness as she drove them towards Ancombe. She had made a few visits to James in his cottage, but they were always brief. James was always occupied with something and seemed relieved when she left. Agatha planned to make the most of this outing. She was dressed in a biscuit-coloured suit with a lemon-coloured blouse and high-heeled sandals.